Nearly every town in Switzerland has one, a clock tower that proudly rings out the hours of the day. The timepiece is as much a symbol of Switzerland as Emmental cheese and Lindt chocolate. Go forward 300 years and the Swiss watch industry has also garnered an international reputation of the highest standing.
The search for quality, passion and perfection. The know-how which came for several generations with was a sign of the search that people had for producing quality watches. That means that has to do with the link Switzerland and quality.
Walter Frey is a tour guide at the International Watchmaking Museum in La Chaux-de-Fonds. The French-speaking town is located in the heart of Watch Valley, which begins in Geneva and runs through the lake towns of Neuchâtel and Biel, the mountainous Jura, and up to Basel in the north. This region is home to some of the most famous watch brands: Omega, Rolex, Blancpain, Patek Philippe, and Swatch, to name a few. Foreign companies like Gucci and Bulgari have also set up their watchmaking businesses here. As Jan Engel, head of Neuchâtel Tourism Office, explains, Watch Valley is the mecca of quality watchmaking. Printed on the face of each of the watches produced here are the two words that make them the most sought after in the world: Swiss made.
So many new companies come now to Switzerland to get the label also Swiss made. That's very important. It's in marketing, it's very good. So it's one of the reasons, but it's not the only reason. The know-how is also important, because when you come and you build a new factory here, you have to make sure you'll find the employees, and the employees they need to know how. Here there is a long tradition of precision, and it's very important for many companies.
Le Castel wall clocks chime the hour. These pendulum clocks are native to Neuchâtel and are manufactured in the time-honored way. Roger Vermeil is the third generation of Le Castel clockmakers.
This wall clock is a big story. It started in the 18th century, and it was farmer, watchmaker who do that during the long winter season. And all was hand-making. And now, in this small factory, we still do the same with natural product.
It takes 8 craftsmen 5 months to produce one of these clocks. They're hand-painted and made out of lime elders and pear trees. Vermeil balks at the idea of industrializing the process or discarding the mechanical clock movements in favor of modern technology.
No, never. Myself, until I will be alive, in Le Castel clock, it never will be electric movement, but still the Le Castel mechanic movement with very good accuracy and very good quality. And you can see all people who are there are very craftsmen and very passionate. Each pendulum is individual, and each people who work there is very, very passionate of it. The time, looking for the time, but it's the quality which is important.
While this strong Swiss commitment to the traditional way of doing things typifies the industry, it very nearly caused its collapse in the 1970s. Walter Frey explains that watchmakers in Switzerland were slow to embrace quartz and electronic technology, preferring to stick to mechanical watch movements.
We had a very hard, difficult crisis. Before the crisis, we had 90,000 people working in clock and watch industries. After it, we had less 30,000. The crisis was due especially by the introduction of quartz. The traditional Swiss watch and clock industry didn't believe, maybe, in quartz. They thought quartz had no future. And so they lost time. At the meantime, Asiatic countries like Japan began and developed this new industry with quartz, which is much more precise and costs maybe also less.
In the 1970s, exports of Swiss mechanical watches began to plummet from 40 million to just 3 million within a decade. Then, in 1983, a company called Swatch launched a revolutionary line of slim plastic watches with only 51 components that combined quality with affordability. 200 million Swatches later, it's become the most successful watch of all time. Jan Engel from Neuchâtel Tourism Board says that Swatch saved the Swiss industry and put Swiss watches back on consumers' wrists.
Swatch saved the watch industry during the big crisis of the 70s, because it was a really new way of thinking of doing watches. And it's funny because it's just a plastic watch, plastic watch helped to save the very prestigious brands. And so it's the first point. And the other point is also that everybody knows the name Swatch, and so it helps to promote the Swiss watchmaking industry.
The Swiss watchmaking industry is now back on track and employs around 40,000 people. And despite the shift to quartz, demand remains high for traditional and luxury watches. But what of the other Swiss icon, the cuckoo clock? Harry Lime was wrong when in The Third Man he said 500 years of Swiss democracy and peace had produced nothing more than the cuckoo clock. It was, in fact, the Germans who invented this timepiece. Jean-Michel Piguet, the assistant curator of the International Watchmaking Museum in La Chaux-de-Fonds, uncovers the truth behind the myth.
Cuckoo clocks is not a typical Swiss clocks. The end of 19th century, when the English people come for tourism in Switzerland, they like the old Swiss chalets. And after that, Swiss people begin to produce some cuckoo clocks in Switzerland. And now only one factory produced cuckoo clocks, only one in Switzerland.
Piguet likes to think of La Chaux-de-Fonds as the international watchmaking capital. Half of all watches produced worldwide contain at least one part that's passed through the town in its lifetime, he says. But while Switzerland might claim a part in the 500 million or so watches sold around the globe, only a select number can claim to be 100% Swiss-made.